welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. Last week we talked about favorite reoccurring characters, and this week we will be discussing the death of main, well, quote-unquote main characters on the show. I got a lot of good comments and emails this week, so thank you, but no ER questions, so there will be no Q&A this week. There are a few ER birthdays this week, though. Noah Wiley had a birthday on the 4th, so happy birthday to him. Juliana Margulies had a birthday on the 8th. And on the 9th, Gloria Rupin has a birthday, so we want to wish them all a very, very happy birthday. Okay, like I said, this week's podcast is about death. Last week I touched upon Mark's death, so I won't really get into that, but just that probably was one of the best handled deaths on ER, probably because Mark was such a well-loved character. But I talked about it last week, so I won't go into that. Now, how about Lucy's death? Lucy's death, well, the events leading up to her death, I suppose, was probably one of the most disturbing moments in ER for me. I'm sure you all are given the same image I am of when John fell to the ground and looked underneath the bed and saw Lucy. That image haunts me to this day. John goes into Subricki's room and he gets stabbed basically in the spine. And he had to go through a lot of PT after that, but looking at Lucy's struggle for air and just her laying there, it scares the crap out of me still. And then her going through surgery and just letting go, that was hard. I was a fan of Lucy. She wasn't my favorite, but I was still a fan of Lucy. And you gotta love Kelly Martin. Kelly Martin is awesome. But, that was a really hard death. But, Joshua's death. That was difficult. That was difficult. Then, John and Kim were really looking forward to becoming parents. And I was so looking forward to seeing John being a dad, because we've all seen him interact with children and everything, and we've all seen how wonderful he is with them, so we all knew he could be a wonderful dad. And then there was problems in the pregnancy, and that was so difficult. Having to see, well, quote-unquote see, Kim give birth to a stillborn. And just them holding Josh and just Kim breaking down and everything. That was so hard. So incredibly hard to watch. I think I broke down watching it. But to hear that John is making a memorial for Josh, that is so wonderful, so it's nice. Another difficult death I found wasn't even a main character, but Luca's family when they were in Croatia and they died. We've seen the flashback and we know the story. Luca went out for a loaf of bread and bombs, missiles, fun, awful war stuff crashes into the apartment building where Daniela, Yasna, and Marco are, and Luca comes back, and Daniela is hurt, and Luca's holding her, and Yasna is there, and he just talks about how Yasna passes away, and then we can see Marco's hand, and I don't know, that was really difficult for me. The whole scene was in Croatian, so it was beautiful. It was beautifully done, But it was, watching all three of them die was really hard, and just knowing what's going to happen after to Luca and how he loses his faith and, you know, how much trouble he's had, it's, that probably made it even more difficult.
Another death that is kind of important in an indirect way, well, not an indirect way, is Carla's death. Carla, of course, was Reese's mother and Reese is Peter's son. And it was a shock to see her die. I wasn't expecting that. And I knew there would be some turmoil between Reese and Peter and, you know, family members and everything. And it turned out there was. But, I don't know. I didn't really like Carla, so I didn't really care that she died, but it was still shocking. Another storyline that was very similar was when Sandy died. Sandy, I loved, because Sandy told it how it was, and she made Carrie, you know, she made Carrie carry. And she was a firefighter, and who wouldn't love a firefighter? Carrie and Sandy, of course, had a baby together, Henry, who's adorable. But legally, Henry was Sandy's, even though Carrie was his mother as well. I wish they handled Sandy's death a little bit more better. I mean, it was like, Sandy died, end of story. Then they had a huge Carrie storyline. I wish they focused a little bit more on Sandy so we could get a little bit more attached to her. But Sandy's death made Sandy's family take Henry from Carrie, so we had that whole Carrie child custody thing going on. So that was kind of similar to the Carla's death. Another death that I touched upon last week was Raul's death, so I won't really go much into that. Raul's death is still one of my favorite deaths. Still heartbreaking, and that, of course, was the healers. One of the best deaths, besides Robert's, but I already touched upon Robert's death, so I can't do that again, was Dennis Grant's death. I know you guys probably, well, I'm sure some of you remember him, but when I talk about his death, you will. So, we're in the ER, and someone, a very difficult trauma comes in. A man jumps in front of the L, and, you know, the ER is jam-packed. I can't remember who the doctors were in the trauma room, now that I'm thinking about this. But, you know, it was so hectic, and the intending was like, Paige Grant, we need him in here. And so they page Grant, and the patient's beeper goes off, and then everyone in the ER stops. And they realize Dennis Grant is the one on the gurney. He's the one that jumped in front of the L. And that moment was probably, for me, like the Lucy moment. It was shocking as hell, and I still reference that to this day, and it's been many, 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 many years. Dennis was a cool character. He buckled under pressure, which is why he jumped in front of the L. That was just some great writing. There has been a lot more death on ER, of course, and, you know, there's been a lot of touching patient deaths and everything, but right now, I think I'm going to end it right there, because later on, I will be touching upon some certain other deaths and everything, and I don't really want to repeat myself. I've been getting a few emails about next season, and you guys have been wanting some spoilers. But I don't want to spoil people who do not want to be spoiled. So, for those people, I will end the podcast right here. And next week's podcast is going to be about happy moments. What moment in ER made you happy? let me know. Is there a birth, a graduation, a wedding, or just a patient diagnosis? Something that made you happy in ER. Or maybe it was an entrance of a character, or a character leaving that made you happy. Let me know at erpodcast@yahoo.com, and I will include you in next week's podcast. Typically, I record ER podcasts Thursday mornings, so if you would like your happy moment in the podcast, you'd have to send it to me beforehand, of course. So, for those who do not want to be spoiled, I'll talk to you next week. Okay, now, I will be talking about next season. I don't have a lot of information, but I have a little bit of information. 95% of your comments have been regarding Abby, and rightly so. Okay, if you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen. From what I can gather, everyone is going to be fine. Maggie will be coming back to help out because the baby will be having a lot of surgeries. He's going to come out sick. And from what I can tell, he doesn't die because Abby goes back to work and there's some hijinks that goes on. So I don't think she would be going back to work and being Abby if her child has died. So, you know, Abby's alive. I know the sex of the baby. I know the baby's name. But I will leave that one for surprise. That's really all the questions you guys have been asking. I haven't been able to find any information on Jerry yet. So I don't know if he lives or dies. But since Abby is my favorite character, I am very happy that she is alive. I can't guarantee she'll be living through the season, because we all know how ER is. But to my knowledge, she has been. Maura is coming back for season 14. And how weird is that to see season 14? Next season is obviously season 13, which is my lucky number, so maybe season 13 will be a great season for ER. Season 5 comes out on DVD July 11th, so keep a lookout for that, and I will be updating you on any ER news. And I would, if you have any ER news that I'm not aware of, please feel free to email me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. And right when I was just about to end it, I remembered some stuff I wanted to tell you. So those of you who stopped listening, I guess you won't be hearing this. Next season, Fox will be airing a new show called Banished. Not really sure what it's about. I think it's about kidnap victims and some. Just, I don't know. It's something that I probably won't watch. But Meg-Na is in it, and also Connie, the nurse, you know, who I think her real name is Connie. But Meg-Na is in it, and she looks. I think she plays a detective cop woman who kicks ass. But, you know, if you like ER, you want to support Meg-Na, you'll watch it. It's on Fox this summer. Fox is fall. This summer, as far as I know, there's no former ER people on any summer shows. But if you have any information like that, news, happy moments, please send it to me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next week.